Wells grabbed one of the empty jugs next to the supply tent and turned toward the forest. They discovered a stream not far from camp, and everyone strong enough to carry a full container took turns going for water. At least, they were supposed to take turns. He hadn't seen Graham go for days. Octavia paused as Wells stepped across the tree line. "Are you coming?" he asked, throwing a glance over his shoulder. She tilted her head back. Her eyes widened as she scanned the shadowy outlines of the trees in the fading light. "I'm coming." Her voice grew quiet as she darted to Wells's side. "I haven't been in the woods yet." Wells softened. Even he, who'd spent most of his life dreaming about coming to Earth, found it frightening at times. The vastness, the unfamiliar sounds, the sense that anything could be hiding beyond the light of the campfire. And he'd had time to prepare. He could only imagine what it was like for the others, who were snatched from their cells and shoved onto the dropship before they had time to process what was going on, that they were being sent to a foreign planet that had never been more to them than an empty word. "Careful," he said, pointing at a tangle of roots hidden by a mass of purple leaves. "The ground gets pretty uneven here." Wells took Octavia's small hand and helped her climb over a fallen tree. It was strange to think that something without a pulse could die, but the soggy, peeling bark was decidedly corpse-like. "So is it true?" Octavia asked as they began walking down the slope that led to the stream. "Did you really get yourself confined so you could come with Clark?" "I suppose it is." She sighed wistfully. "That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard." Wells gave her a wry smile. "Trust me, it's not." "What do you mean?" Octavia asked, cocking her head to one side. In the shadows of the forest, she looked almost childlike again. Wells glanced away, suddenly unable to look her in the eye. He wondered grimly what Octavia would say if she knew the truth. He wasn't the brave knight who'd come to rescue the princess. He was the reason she'd been locked away in the dungeon.